John, what are your thoughts on that performance, a performance that keeps the playoff hopes alive?
Really pleased. In all honesty, whether the playoff hopes are alive or not, I'm just chuffed how we've come here and performed against a good team, a tough team, on a small pitch, a tight pitch that normally doesn't give up much points, and to play so well and comprehensively beat a good Dewsbury side, absolutely delighted.
You mentioned about potentially changing your tactics to suit the pitch, but I thought at times you played with a lot of width, like you were playing back at Oddsall.
Yeah, no, we did alter what we were doing, but and it obviously worked because you know, we scored 34 points and some good tries, but the players executed it really well. I thought they were very smart in lots of the decision making, and very, very happy with what I've seen. We got a bit scruffy at the end. I mean, when Dewsbury went down to 11 men, I thought it affected us more than them. And we tried to, we overplayed them and made errors and gave penalties away. And so we didn't finish that well. But in all honesty, I've just told the players, if somebody had said to me, you'll come here, you'll win by 24 clear points, I'd have shook the hand, bit the hand off and gone home.
Your thoughts on that defence, especially in the first half?
Oh, it was very good. I mean, playing into this wind, it was very good indeed, you know, and we executed what we wanted to do that first 40 minutes really well. And I think we executed the 20, 25 minutes after half-time really well. But as I say, it got a bit scruffy towards the end, but I'd certainly settle for 34-10 here.
In terms of that second half, John, it got a little bit scrappy. There was an incident which saw Michael Nowell sent off for a late shot on Jordan Lilley.
Yeah, well, I think it's what, you know, the NRL are doing it, and I think the RFL are following suit, because your pivotal players, obviously creative players, and I think they're clamping down on these late challenges. And obviously, when you pass the ball, you relax, and if you get whacked, it can create whiplash or whatever. But, you know, the referee saw it. I didn't have a particularly good view of it, so it's a bit like Arsene Wenger, isn't it, that? So I didn't have a particularly good view of it, but he decided to send enough was what was called for, so who am I to question him?
And there were three occasions in that second half where Paul Sykes judged this win perfectly and they got the ball back, John. Was that a bit of a downer?
Yeah, well, from the kickoffs, yeah, but you've got to be scoring tries if they're going to practice the kickoffs. So I'd certainly settle for that any time of the year.
Positives from Matt Garr's side and Elliot Minchella and a lot of players is the offload game. Very strong and support play as well.
Yeah, I think there's lots of positives generally with how they've played. So, you know, I'm at the minute a very happy coach. We've got 2 weeks prep now for Sheffield, part of which will be giving the players some time away from the club, which I think they fully deserve, and then obviously it'll be Sheffield after that. So I hope everybody enjoys Wembley. I hope it's a great game. Good luck to Sheffield in the 1895 Cup, and for obvious reasons, and then we'll be back and we'll be trying to beat them the week after.
Any injuries to report, John?
Well, what Matt does, the physio, he always checks on every player immediately afterwards, and then he'll check at them last thing at night and then first thing tomorrow morning, because, you know, people stiffen up, they ache and pain, and it can be appeared to be just an ache or a pain initially, but then it can be an injury. So, but at the minute we're okay, we're travelling well, and we're hopeful that Rowan Milnes will be back early September as well, and if he comes back, we've virtually got a clean bill of health, which is, you know, a credit to the medical staff at this time of year.
Mikey Wood failed a late fitness test, I believe.
He did yesterday, yes, he rolled his ankle on Thursday. We tested him on Saturday just to see if he'd recovered. He hadn't, you know, and that opened the way for Doyley and Peltz to come onto the bench with George Flanagan suspension. So, and I thought they acquitted themselves pretty well also.
Is it fair to say Liam Kirk and Matty Staughton will be in contention after this 2 week break?
Yeah, Liam should be recovered from his shoulder injury. Matty could have played today at a push, but obviously Matt Garside's in great form. Conor Farrell's been Mr. Consistency, and we've got Jake Webster coming off the bench and playing the second row as well, so he wasn't called for. So he could have played at a push, but he'll certainly be ready in a couple of weeks' time.
And it's going to be an emotional game at Oddsall in 2 weeks, John.
I think, yeah, that's right. I think you bang on, Mick. You know, I mean, it's going to be the last game for the at the minute for a couple of years, so yes, it will be emotional. I'd love all the fans to come down there and send the players off who have done a sterling job this year, send them off in style.
And John, just finally, what do you think the Bull supporters have got out of today's game experience, the Tetley Stadium, if it's their first visit?
Yeah, well, it's a good stadium, isn't it? You know, it's a good little stadium. We could do with a windbreak behind the post, like, but yeah, it's a good stadium, and, you know, it's a tidy little stadium. It creates a great atmosphere when the fans are on top of the players as well, and you've just got to adapt. Should we be playing here next year, we'll relish playing here, and hopefully we can make this a fortress, just like we've made Oxford a fortress this season.